Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo OG just making a video about my father murdering me. Well, let's go. Yikes. Hi fellas, I hope you guys are doing well and just kicking ass and everything is well in your lives. Mine is getting up there. I gotta deal with stupid people and getting banned, but that's how it is. People like to censor, but you know, that's how life is. Yeah, you know what other is a sad matter of fact? Is weak men. Hence this. Look at this tool. It says, prosecutors say Colorado father killed son because of photos. Yes, this guy is a weak man. His son found some compromising pictures of this dude, and this guy didn't handle it well. Allegedly, of course, right? You see, I don't talk hate speech. I always point out the crap that's in the world. Like this dude. The guy is white and he ended his son's life. That doesn't know any skin color. A piece of shit is a piece of shit. And that's what this guy is. Doesn't matter if you're white, black, pink, purple, straight, gay, or whatever. If you're a piece of shit, you are a piece of shit. And this is just my opinion. Yes, how can you do this to your own son? Just saying. Yeah, this thing's pretty old. It's from June 21st of 2021, but, you know, it still proves a point that weak men exist and they're thriving. Except this guy. This guy's gonna get fucked. He better. He should, but let's read. It says, in this August 15th, 2017 file photo, Mark Red Wine. Red, red wine. Make me feel so fine. That's UB40. Anyways, makes his first appearance in district court in Durango, Colorado. And Colorado is a lefty state, so yeah. It says, opening statements are expected sometime Monday, June 21st of 2021, in the delayed trial of a man accused of killing his 13-year-old son, scumbag, in a southwest Colorado nearly a decade ago. Dylan Redwine disappeared during a court-ordered Thanksgiving visit in 2012. It's the end of the world for this kid. And his remains were later found. Ooh, damn, that sucks. And this guy looks like the typical, like, white trash. Yeah, if you're gonna, you know, do a stereotype, there you go. Yeah, this dude's a piece of shit. How can you do that to your son, right? But anyways, it says, a Colorado father killed his 13-year-old son in 2012 over photographs that triggered a fatal rage, prosecutors argued in court on Monday. Mark Redwine stands trial in the killing of his son Dylan, who disappeared in November of 2012 in the Vallecito area near Durango during a court-ordered visit over Thanksgiving break. Oh yes, this guy, instead of carving a turkey, he carved his son. Oh, what an asshole. Just an opinion. Redwine told investigators he left Dylan alone at home to run errands and returned to find him missing. Oh no, where is he? Let's find out. Fred Johnson, special deputy district attorney, suggested that on the night he was killed, Dylan may have mentioned or shown his father compromising photographs of Redwine dressed in women's underwear and eating feces from a diaper, the Denver Post reported. Oh man, yes, your son found your little spank bank material, and yeah, then you offed him because you didn't want nobody to know about your perversions. But too late, sir, now everybody knows. So So you turn your son into hamburger just because he has pictures of you wearing chick's clothes and eating turds out of a diaper. Oh, good job, guy. What a great father you are. Oh, man. You see? And these weak weenies are the ones that are mating and having their genes passed on. But yes, you and I, we can't have children because women are retarded. They'd rather date and marry these stupid-ass people. They do this. Guess what? At least I won't kill nobody's kids because they're my children. I won't even kill another person's children. That's just messed up. Yeah, this guy's just a fucked up person. And hopefully he gets the help that he needs in prison. Just saying. A damaged relationship exposed with compromising photographs. Photographs in the hands of a 13-year-old who is disgusted by it. Which triggered a violent rage in the defendant, Johnson said. Redwine, who has pleaded not guilty, was arrested after a grand jury indicted him in July 2017, accusing him of second-degree murder and child abuse, resulting in death. Oh yes, this guy is the father of the year and deserves a medal. Yeah, this guy's a piece of shit. Just an opinion. He faces up to 48 years in prison if he is found guilty of his son's death. Red Wine's public defender John Moran argued that the text messages shows Dylan had previously confronted his father about the photographs during a cross-country trip without suffering any harm. So yes, he tells Daddy Dearest that he found him doing his degeneracy. Yes, and what was he doing? He was eating fecal matter out of a diaper, like if he was a fucking dog. Yes, just like a dog eating his own fucking vomit, this moron follows his folly. So, there you go. Oh. Yes, that's what happens when you're hypersexualized. You start doing this degeneracy. Yes, I kind of noticed I was going in that, not like this guy, of course, but that I was being a degenerate, so I'm throttling that shit back. Because if you have, you know, degenerates in your mind, it's going to spill out like this dude. And what happened? His son is Gonzo. No bueno, no bueno at all. Moran, not Moran, but who knows, said that photographs came from deep within Mark's private life and that the prosecution won't be able to prove a connection between his son's death and the photographs. Ooh, doozy, huh? Dylan's skull was found by hikers in 2015. Gee, I guess this kid is not gonna get ahead in life, is he? Oh, fucking A. Forensic anthropologists said the skull had injuries consistent with blunt force trauma at two locations, the indictment said. Fuck, man, you just beat the brains out of your kid's head? Jesus. Moran said during his opening statements that Dylan ran away from home and suggested he could even be attacked by a bear or a mountain lion, referring to the skull injury as a tooth mark on Dylan's skull. Yeah, sure, that's what he got, right? He got mauled by a bear, just like how women didn't want to be with bears, right? The case drew national attention when Red Wine and the boy's mother, Elaine Hall, leveled accusations at each other during appearances on the syndicated Dr. Phil television show in 2013. Fuck Dr. Phil. In my opinion, he's fucking lame, and he sucks Oprah's dick, so whatever. TV host Nancy Grace also did a show, Dylan's Disappearance, and so did Gonzo G's doing this bullshit, so what? This is the saving grace, huh? Whatever. Johnson said investigations found traces of Dylan's blood in Red Wine's living room and a cadaver-sniffing dog alerted them to the smell of human remains in the back of Red Wine's truck and on his clothing. Uh-oh, at least they caught him with a hand in the cookie jar, so to speak. Let's see what happens. Moran said, God damn it, man. You know I have a wetback tongue. I can't pronounce that. What the fuck? Well, let's try. Infinitesimally small amount of blood in Red Wine's living room is likely to be found in anyone's house, referring to the dog scent as junk science. Yes, I guess you can't follow the science, right? Yes, it's really hard, right? I can't pronounce that word, so we made it here. Prosecutors said that Dylan's body was found without his wallet or his backpack, which Moran said does not point to a scenario in which the boy ran away. Yes, maybe he got freaked out seeing his dad eating shit. Who knows? Fucking A, this fucking story is really fucked up any way you slice it. The prosecution described the first night when rescue crews were deployed to search for Dylan, scouring the woods near Red Wine's home. At around 11 p.m., all the lights in Red Wine's house went out, Johnson said. Okay, whatever. At the time when most people would have been out in the woods with a flashlight, a time when most people would know to leave the light on in case a child was lost in the woods. At 11 p.m., the defendant's house went dark. Johnson said Dylan was gone. Well, maybe this guy did do something. Just a thought. But who knows, right? That's why I'm not in the law enforcement. None of this crap. I'm just a weirdo making stories and videos, right? Redwine's day in court was postponed in 2020 and a judge granted several mistrials because of COVID-19 restrictions. The trial is expected to continue through mid to late July. Testimony will begin on Tuesday. Well, like this is the past, let's go to the future and see what's going on, right? Okay, so according to Brave, it says, yes, Mark Redwine was sentenced to 48 years in prison for killing his 13-year-old son, Dylan Redwine, in Durango, Colorado. Oh yeah, 48 years for killing his son? Yeah, that's kind of, now that is fucked up. You shouldn't have done that, boy. Whatever. That sentence took place on October 8th of 2021, and Redwine was found guilty of second-degree murder and child abuse resulting in death following a 5-week trial in July of 2021. He was convicted of killing Dylan in a fit of rage after the boy confronted him about compromising photos, and the evidence against him included traces of Dylan's blood in his living room and marks on his skull that appeared to be caused by a knife or a sharp tool. Redwine maintains his innocence and has filed a notice of appeal. Good luck, buddy. I don't know if you're gonna keep getting out of prison anytime soon, but you know, you do you, boo. A weak man that couldn't control his degenerate ways, and his son paid the ultimate price. Yes, you're going to prison and now your bloodline is Gonzo. Well, that's what you get for being a stupid fool, right? Don't be like this guy. This guy's an idiot. You guys kick ass and keep on pushing forward because you're a man. If you don't do it, who else will, right? Yep, it's not this guy. This fucking Redwine dude is fucking gone. Gonzo. Well, whatever. Alright guys, well you guys better take care of yourselves and seize that day, because if you don't, I'm going to seize you. Alright? So take care. Bye-bye.
Austria, from the audience, you have received 178!